Let's see, now I'm going to ask you some questions about your wife now. How old is she?
Let me see, she'll be a Sunday. She'll be 82 years old.
This Sunday?
It's coming.
Well, Sunday. Happy birthday.
February 22nd.
Not on October 15th.
And what's your wife's religion?
Baptist. Baptist. Okay. I'm sort of Baptist and Presbyterian. Catholic something. So many of them, I just believe in all of them.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to be. It's the same God after all.
It's all.
Let's see now. Does your wife work out?
She used to be a cook. She cooked.
And where was she born?
Hood County.
Hood
County. Right here, not 4 or 5 miles, 3, I don't know exactly, but it won't be over 2 miles from where she's born.
Okay. And let's see, did you go to school in Franklin County?
Yes. Hood County.
I went to school in Hood County. Oh, yes.
That's all.
My daddy built a school.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got to talk about that.
Foster Habit, you know.
That's all where I went to Hood County.
Well, now, did you all go to the same school, or did you go to different schools?
We didn't know nothing about one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
27 years old before I know anything about her.
Uh-huh.
I live across the road. At the first store, when I first started, I was on the mill, flour mill. I was on flour mill 4 or 5 years, ground wheat and corn.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had different kind of jobs, farm a little, and I worked at George Power Company and worked at. Then I stopped that and went to working for about 25 or 30 years, painting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
see, did you go, about how many years did you go to school?
Let's see, I ain't about 20.
Uh-huh.
I was married because my daddy had the schoolhouse, you know, built on his place.
Uh-huh.
And one of the oldest girls, we went to school to.
Uh-huh.
And I think I was around 20-something when I went to school.
Okay. And where did your people come from, your parents and grandparents?
Come from Hood County.
Okay, that's great.
That's
fine. Now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was talking about. If I can get the page turning. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later
this evening.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunset, sunrise.
All right. And in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's
sundown.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
fan up.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Storm, what do you call noise? A storm.
Okay. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Well, I can't mostly call it a fireboard. That's what poor people call it.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Lightwood.
Okay. What do you call the place where you hang clothes up?
Pantry? Not pantry, where you put the fruits and stuff in. That's,
yeah.
And that's closet.
Okay, fine. And what do you call a big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
We call it a wardrobe.